Lucy. Tim, good evening to you and welcome.
Good evening, Ayabonga.
Thank you so much, Tim, for taking time to speak to us this evening. And maybe I want us to, speak just briefly about what's driving this buyer's market that many people are suggesting is at play at the moment. Is it only just about, the interest rate environment? Because we do know that much of what happens in the world of real estate is intimately linked to what's happening in credit markets.
100%. And, this environment that we're experiencing right now hasn't come about just as a result of COVID, simply the weak rand. It's come over a long period of time when the economy has just not been performing. And, the property market tracks the economy. So as people aren't feeling as confident about their job prospects, they tend not to go in and take on long-term debt. And that hasn't helped the market, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, let's also talk about maybe some of the other non-credit drivers of what we're finding. I mean, some people might suggest that even before COVID-19, you had a massive, a supply of unsold homes in a certain market segment. And that maybe was made more pronounced by some of the, credit market conditions and the reluctance of many to borrow at this point.
Sure. In fact, to that specific point, if you look at, what we've termed as a buyer's market, that's driven by weak demand. Mm. And the reality is that if there's only a handful of willing buyers, then there's going to be a lot of sellers out there who are not going to get full value for their properties. So if you look at, you've talked about high-end homes not retaining their values. Well, it's even going to be more exacerbated now that a lot of those high-end homes aren't going to find much use from an economic standpoint because holiday homes are going to be off the market. Your ability to get access to holiday makers that are going to pay to stay in your property is just not going to be there in the next 6 to 12 months. And that's a major issue for individuals who run into any financial difficulty over this period of time.
Yeah. And let's maybe talk, from the perspective briefly of the buyer. It might be, a perfect opportunity. Interest rates are at historic lows. And if you are somebody who, has good credit, as some people might suggest, this is the perfect opportunity for you to acquire an asset. But the quick question for some, if you're acquiring an asset with the intention to maybe rent it out, what are some of the limitations of the current moment? I know if you're looking to go into the sort of tourism-related parts of the hospitality and accommodation sector, probably wouldn't be the best time to maybe kick off an enterprise in that space.
You're 100% right. As much as, those high-end homes may not be holding their values very well, that doesn't mean that you still go out there and purchase a 15 to 20 million rand house just because it was on the market for 30 million.
Yeah.
The reality is that you've got to go in at a segment level. You've got to start to look at this thing layer by layer and understand which segments have been impacted the most by the weak property market. So, for example, if I take the affordable housing market, as much as this is a 750 to say 1 million rand market, it is so resilient, and so you're always going to get somebody to rent out your place or somebody who's looking to buy it in the instance of a first-time home buyer. So this market will remain quite resilient through this time. The middle markets as well, we expect this to remain resilient. So we're looking at homes between, say, 1 million to 1.5 million.
Sure.
But the extent to which this market is resilient depends on the extent of which that the consumers in this space overlap with, say, the SME market, which has obviously been impacted by the COVID-19. But as you move right up the ladder to the high-end space, that is not the market that you as a potential landlord or investor in this space wants to get involved in because it is highly elastic, and these homes tend to be very customized, and that doesn't bode well for our long-term property values.
Okay. Tim, I want us to pause here for a second. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want us to talk about, how many mortgages are you seeing coming through the system being written through there? And more importantly, we did hear earlier on in the lockdown about some of the challenges with the deeds office closed and the impact that that has had on many of those who are already in the process of acquiring or selling a home in being able to complete some of those transactions. We'll continue on the other side. It's our business wrap here on Metro FM Talk on the Mighty Metro. 11 minutes it is after 8 p.m. It's the second segment of our business wrap, and I'm joined to take a look, of course, at what's been happening in the property market. Many people suggesting it's a buyer's market and the perfect opportunity for people to go in and acquire at fire sale prices, as some people are suggesting, real estate here in South Africa. And I'm joined by Tim Akinusi, who's the founder and CEO of Mortgage Market, to take a look at this particular one. Now, Tim, we know over the lockdown period that the deeds office was closed, and many people are suggesting that that led to a logjam, I guess, in the registering and the transferring of title deeds for different real estate. But you add to that maybe, I guess, what this moment has come with in terms of the normal business that would be written in bonds and in mortgages during this period. You would certainly have line of sight over that. What are some of the trends that you see?
Yeah, well, it's been a bit of a difficult process over the last 2 months from a transaction standpoint. So yes, the deeds office has been closed, and more importantly, it has impacted the entire value chain. You know, banks obviously can't register these properties and charge an interest, so they don't make any money. Estate agents can't get their commission on the sale. Registering attorneys, they can't also lodge these properties at the deeds office. And so the entire value chain has been locked down as a result of this. But the good news is that this has given us an opportunity to take a look at how we want to approach the property market going forward. We've had the Reserve Bank drop interest rates by close to 300 basis points in the last 2.5 months. I mean, that has made it so much more affordable for you to get into the property market if you had either a pressing need for a new house, or you felt that this was the right time for you to invest in an asset such as property. So my advice would be for people to start to look at how they can ready their credit profiles as well as their affordability. So us as a business, as much as we can't trade full on, what we can do is to still invite people to have an instant pre-approval for them to understand exactly what a bank will give them when they do go back into the market to start purchasing property.
And it's certainly, I guess, an interesting moment here. When do we expect or anticipate, if at all, that things are going to normalize somewhat? I mean, we know Level 3 is coming into effect over the next few days or so. What will all of that mean for the sector?
Well, I think there's going to be a rush. I think there's going to be a rush to clear the backlog of deals that haven't been registered. I think a lot of estate agents are going to be raring to go to show homes to individuals that are looking to buy. And I think a lot of buyers are going to be looking to take full advantage of the low interest environment. So I can expect that we're going to have quite a busy and frantic time. Banks obviously need to play catch up because they haven't earned any income from the registered deals in the last 2 months. So we're expecting a frenzy of activity. And my advice for individuals is to ready themselves now before the lockdown moves into level three. And they just to ensure that they don't get caught up in making the wrong decision, they can really take their time now and think things through.
Tim, thank you very much for your time. Really, really appreciate you taking time out to speak to us this evening. Tim Akinusi is the founder and CEO of Mortgage Market, speaking to us this evening for our wrap of the top business stories.